stuff at 7 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program from the studios of WMEL in Melbourne, Florida. Melbourne. I used to have a problem with that. It was Melbourne, not Melbourne. Let's get that straight. And the Harper brothers are my hosts. Happy to be here in a studio facility that some of you may have heard me talking about before when the tornado blew through here a couple of weeks ago. It took the roof for this place. And I'm here once again to do that in a different way. Talking about the issues of the day, the things that you need to have on your mind, perhaps North Korea, again, another warning from those characters there. The latest is actually a claim from Kim Jong-un and the North Korean military that they have ratified a merciless attack against the United States and that it would involve a cutting-edge nuclear strike, adding that war could break out any day. In addition to that, North Korea has reportedly been moving missiles into a launch position. Meanwhile, the Pentagon has deployed a missile defense system to Guam, which is really not that far. As you know, K-57, those people who are listening to us there in Guam, I always ask you, or I'm interested in having you call us at 888-302-DOUG, 888-302-3684 if you want to share your feelings about what basically the tone and the tune is on the island. From Newsmax, here's Steve Malzberg talking to Senator Jim Inhofe of Oklahoma. Inhofe thinks we ought to be prepared to launch a preemptive strike against the North Koreans.
The French news agency reporting that the North Korean army is now saying that they have received approval to launch a nuclear attack against the United States. And this comes as our defense secretary announces that we are sending missile defense to Guam to protect that island in case of an attack by North Korea. What's your take on all this, sir?
Well, of course, the guy is that runs that show up there is just about as his daddy was. He's not reliable in terms of what he might do and what he might say. But he is capable of doing that because he is, I think he's, you know, deranged. We have a situation where we have known for a long time, and our intelligence has not been really on the ball. You might remember, Steve, a long time ago, back during the Clinton administration, you and I think we talked at that time. That was in August of 1998, when our intelligence said that North Korea would have, it would be 10 to 15 years before they'd have a multi-stage rocket. And 7 days later, on August the 31st, they fired one. So, you know, they've had this capability for a long period of time. Now, when they admit that they have enough plutonium for 6 to 8 bombs, you know, I believe that that's true, maybe even more than that. So it is dangerous. I just got back from there and from Hawaii and from Guam. We are set up. We do have a couple of destroyers with Aegis capability in that area, along with some F-22s. And so we're going to do what's necessary. You know, it just calls to mind, at least to me, 4 years ago when this president did his first budget, what I called the beginning of disarming America. One of the things he did was doing away with the ground-based interceptor in Poland, and that was one that would actually protect the eastern part of the United States. So maybe this is a wake-up call to the administration to know that there are some real threats out there.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Just one more question on this. Do you believe that a preemptive strike on our part might be necessary down the road sooner or later?
I think we should, I think we should be prepared to do it right now. Now, we do have capability of doing some work in terms of the capability we have out there right now with the F-22s and the battleships. And I think something of a preemptive strike from something like that would get their attention.
How does that, in your mind, work? Do you, your attention focused on when you hear that, a preemptive strike against North Korea? Nobody said, you notice, in there, a nuclear preemptive strike, but sending in troops, sending in ships, sending in somebody that could take care of the problem quickly. You know, what we can do in terms of bin Laden after the fact should have been done before the fact, as was the case in my mind with Saddam Hussein, could have done that before before the fact as well. Anyway, the North Korean military issuing a statement saying it had final approval to launch a nuclear attack on the United States. Statement went on to say that it was formally informing Washington that any threats would be smashed by these cutting-edge, small, light, and diversified nuclear strike material. What is there with this? Chuck Hagel is the new Secretary of Defense, said the U.S. remains committed to protecting South Korea and Japan from any threat from the North Koreans, and the Chinese are on the border there as well. It's an uncomfortable situation at best, no question about that. 888-302-3684. Ken, what is, as you nose around, Ken Kessler's here with me on Facebook and Twitter, any of the social media. You always wonder sometimes, although it's probably not easy to get things out of a country like that, pictures that might be posted on Pinterest of the conditions that are there. We all remember seeing the state pictures of the wailing and the crying and the horror on the faces of people when this Jamoke's father died. And you kind of all know that that's staged. But in the circumstances we find ourselves in, there are a lot of people who are, let's say, my children's age, who have been through this up and down, have sleepless nights because of it. So I wonder what sort of what we have either left or right or in the middle in terms of comments here, there, and everywhere.
Thomas on our Facebook page just posted that we should do a preemptive strike if you can't wait for World War III to break out. He says China and Russia both vow to protect North Korea, and they're some pretty heavy hitters.
Where does North Korea, where is China and Russia, where is there something that says that they are determined to protect North Korea? Have you seen any of that?
I haven't seen that. In fact, no. It seemed to me that China was getting kind of ticked off at North Korea.
Right. Yeah, I don't see that. I don't know where he gets that, but that's not true at all. They're not going to get into that. Are you kidding? Those people, they all know. This is all saber rattling unless you get some nutcake who's got his finger on the button, and then you have to somehow or other figure out how to take it away from him. And that's why it's so difficult, and it's so worrisome that these things, you go back to the Edward Teller days and wonder if he was still alive today, if when he looks at what he created. I mean, I think even when he was alive, he was regretful of what was created in terms of nuclear power. 888-302-3684, the Good Day program. 14 past the hour, the issues of the day on the air here.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at turntohelpnow.com. At turntohelpnow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to turntohelpnow.com today.
All right, cement's been floated. Hey, Flo, it's time to...
pretend we're celebrities getting our stars?
No, it's time to trowel.
Oh, yeah, trowel, definitely.
You want to write your name in it, don't you?
Maybe just a smiley face?
All right.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Celebrate Me Time tip from Stouffer's Single Serve Meals. Important to take a few breaks from whatever you're doing every day. How about walking around the block or your yard? Relax. Breathe in some fresh air. You'll be surprised how this bit of me time will truly help to recharge your battery as well as refuel your mind. Make sure to keep listening for more tips like this from our friends at Stouffer's Single Serve Meals.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, And our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon.
It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houselogic.com.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's being there for my customers.
It's lending a hand at any hour.
And it's having my coworkers' backs day or night.
You work hard to earn your money, and we're here to help you keep more of it. TurboTax has experts available to answer your questions by phone or live chat, so you get the answers you need and every penny you deserve. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Try it free at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
17 after the hour. It's Thursday, the 4th of April. This is the Good Day program with the highlights of some of the things that are on people's minds. Not necessarily always the good news, but it's good to have the news in a conversational way, a lot of people feel. So we move on with the focus on North Korea and what is going on there. And in sort of the trappings of these conversations, the new Defense Secretary, Chuck Hagel, is trying to figure out at the Pentagon how many soldiers and sailors it needs, what types of weapons it needs to buy. What they need to be doing is looking at the waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse there before they cut anything else. Here's talk host Rob Schilling with Congressman Robert Hurd of Virginia about the Drudge Report's suggestion that there is a preemptive strike in the making.
You know, there's a story today on Drudge Report about the United States potentially making a preemptive strike on North Korea. That's coming from Peter King, one of your colleagues in the House of Representatives. And I want to get your take on what's going on and to what extent Congress is being briefed on these very rapidly changing situations in North Korea.
Well, you know, we are obviously following it very closely from our office's standpoint. We have not been included in any, I have not been included, I should say, in any classified briefings, although I hope when we get back to Washington that there will be that opportunity. I expect that there will be because things have been changing. Obviously, with the things that we have seen in terms of the nuclear reactor, and certainly the rhetoric that's being ratcheted up, it needs to put us all on a heightened alert. My understanding is that it's really questionable as to whether or not they have the nuclear capability to strike South Korea or the United States in the worst case scenario, and they obviously do have capability to deliver missiles, and my understanding is that we do have the capability to defend ourselves. I'm confident that we can do that, but the question is what needs to be done to stop the further development of the nuclear program there.
Well, they've restarted or they've threatened to restart this reactor, which was shut down as a result of negotiations previously. So does that void whatever our side of the agreement was? If we have a treaty with somebody or an agreement and they openly violate it, are we now off the hook to release ourselves from that?
I think so. I think that if we need to take whatever action necessary to make sure that we defend ourselves and that we defend our allies. And we read about the B-2 bombers that were sent to South Korea recently, and obviously I think those are the sort of preparations that are logical in trying to make it crystal clear that any attack upon the United States or its interests will be defended.
Over
over 50,000 satisfied, squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, squattypotty.com, spelled S-Q-U-A-T-T-Y, potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
That's 1-800.
Now it's 23 after the hour. Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. Kenny and I and you and lots of other people focused on not necessarily just North Korea, although that seems to be the reason that there's so much focus on the Defense Department. I was talking earlier about Chuck Hagel and the way to deal with the budget cuts. The Pentagon is at war with itself, he said. There are competing and spiraling costs for the aging weapons that they have, for health and pension benefits. If these trends are not reversed, he said, the agency could be transformed into protecting the nation, but it now has become a benefit program. And that's something you always wonder about. People go into the Army or the Navy or into the service in general because they like the benefits, the education items, things that are paid for forever. And that's something that they have to work on because it's not possible anymore to be able to do all of those things. Now back to the war footing. Here from his program, Greg Garrison talks to Jed Babin from RealClearPolitics.com. They talk about North Korea enjoying the sound of their own threats.
Everybody's attention to include the general in charge of things on the Korean Peninsula, and he's got 28,500 troops beneath him, James Thurman. Interviewed by Martha Raddatz, ABC World News, says that it's very volatile. The job is to prevent war. The biggest fear is miscalculation that causes a kinetic provocation. In military province, kinetic refers to combat. Said the North Koreans' recent rhetoric has made the situation on the peninsula a dangerous period. I think we're managing it quite well because on the side of this side of the line, we're very calm and we're confident. Well, I'm only calm and confident to the extent that I have some idea what rules of engagement might be, Jed, because I hate to see a bunch of South Koreans get massacred by human waves coming at them without us dropping something heavy to stop the fight.
Well, I think you're right. I know you're right. I mean, I don't want to have the North Koreans invade South Vietnam. The North Koreans invade South Korea at all. I don't think they will. And there's several things going on here. Number one, I think a lot of this is bluff and bluster for human, old town consumption back in Pyongyang. I don't think that they're all that serious about actually taking military action. Number two, I think the reason for that is you've got several people in the North Korean government who are still vying vying for power. The generals are vying. Don't forget Kim Jong-un or Kim Jong-do, whatever his name is. You know, he's really a figurehead. They keep that family there as a cult of personality. The generals are working it out amongst themselves, you know, who to shoot, who to promote, that sort of thing. And that's a lot of this, the bluster and the incendiary rhetoric is aimed there. The second thing that's going on, and I think this is utterly fascinating, you look at what we're deploying over there. We're sending the sea-based missile defense radar platform over there. We've got at least a squadron of F-22s over there. We've had the B-2s make a visit. You know, didn't we get told by Obama and by Bob Gates and Leon Panetta and Chucky Hagel, none of that stuff's necessary, right? We don't need all these high-tech weapons. Well, gee, what's the first thing you send in there to make sure that nothing happens? The best stuff we've got. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you what, we don't have enough F-22s, not by a long shot, but we've got enough to put the genie back in the bottle with this whole North Korean stuff. If they want to fight against the F-22 in our airspace with J-STARS and AWACS and so forth, they're just not going to win, and they know it. They're not ready for prime time on the modern battlefield, and we are.
It's 888-302-3684 to be in touch. As the countdown continues, we talk about what's going on with this safety plan the NRA has come up with, and also the controversy involving the Rutgers basketball coach. That's coming up here on Good Day.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creevel.
Americans believe in equal rights, justice, and opportunity for all. We've not always lived up to that promise, so we have created special categories of people we call disadvantaged by virtue of their race, ethnic origin, gender, or other characteristic. Such programs have good intentions, but if you look through the lens of liberty, we can easily see how destructive this is to our freedom. Offering people special treatment in college admissions, hiring, promotions, or contracts requires treating others unfairly. We believe in a country where people succeed based on their merits as individuals, not their membership in a protected category. That is what makes America special. Equality does not mean everybody will achieve the same results, but it means we all should have the same opportunity to try.
The Lens of Liberty is brought to you by the Vernon K. Creevel Foundation.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon.
It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
Instant messaging, instant coffee, instant hair removal. The world has gone instant. Shouldn't your hotel rewards be instant, too? At America's Best Value Inn, there's no waiting. Join our value club and enjoy an instant 15% discount, room upgrade, and late checkout when available. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com for more value, more comfort, and instant rewards.
Also coming up in the next half hour, the Tonight Show, the official announcement that Jimmy Fallon will replace Jay Leno as the host of the Tonight Show. Leno's been on for 22 years. Watch him go to Fox as quick as lickety-split will allow him to do that. So lots more conversation in the next half hour of the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract. Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com. Spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BlockItPocket.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
Doug Steffen Good Day program, as we take up after spending, half hour on the Korean situation in the Defense Department, let's move on into something else that's lots of fun, what the boys and girls are saying at the NRA. Here's host Steve Fermier talking to Betty Weller, who's president of the Maryland State Education Association. They talk about the NRA School Safety Plan, which, as you may have heard yesterday, calls for arming all teachers in all public schools all over our country.
Are you hearing from teachers in the organization one way or the other, getting a sense of how your membership might be leaning at this point? Do you think teachers want to be trained in handling weapons, arms, guns, and having teachers who are armed in schools ready to respond if there's an incident?
I have not heard from one teacher who has said they want to be trained or they want to carry a gun in school or they want to have more guns carried in school. I think there is a concern that putting more weapons in schools might lead to some sort of a tragic accident that you know, a child gets a hold of a gun somehow or a gun goes off inadvertently. I just don't know that teachers want that. I think they want to know what to do if something happens. I'll tell you one thing I've heard. Many of our teachers don't have the ability to lock the doors to their classrooms. And so, you know, to be able to lock it from the inside so nobody from the outside can get in, that's
kind of surprising
in all of our schools.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. It kind of surprises me that's not the case. Is this something school officials ought to be looking at?
perhaps. I mean, I have heard in some counties they have that access, that ability. I know in the county I taught in, I never had a key to my classroom. And I don't know that I could have locked it from the inside and not had somebody be able to unlock it from the outside.
That's pretty interesting. 888-302-3684. Connecticut experienced a run on guns this week as lawmakers voting on the new stricter gun control laws there. Legislators debated a bipartisan package of gun laws yesterday. They would expand the state's existing assault weapon ban. They also discussed imposing limits on the size of the magazines that were available, requiring universal background checks in the wake of the elementary school shooting in Newtown. The governor there said that while he will sign into law what he called the toughest law passed anywhere in the country, the prospect of this sent consumers to gun stores all over the place. President was in Denver yesterday where he praised Colorado's newly passed gun laws. Colorado, you may know, voted to expand gun background checks and restrict ammunition magazines. One of the things that people are talking about with regard to this is that why would you punish people who are legally using guns? And the reason that that has gained momentum, although it's been stiffly rebuffed by a lot of the gun rights groups, is because the gun rights groups are not doing something to mitigate this on their own. If the gun rights groups were to get together and figure out how to have some laws, they look like the good guys, and maybe restricting ammunition magazines is a way of doing it without hurting everybody. What do you need? If they would just take one item and go with it instead of being the hard asses that they are, they'd probably have better. I mean, a lot of you may love the fact that there is this continuing fight and bickering and confrontation, but I don't see how it changes things if nothing changes. Nothing is changing. So, and granted, most of the problems come from the fact that there is a mental health issue most of the time, if not all of the time, with these people who abuse guns. And these people who are in charge of making laws don't seem to want to deal with that. They want to do something that's simplistic, like restricting magazines. And so, like it or not, that's what's going to happen in some way, shape, or form. So if you were to take the initiative yourself and fix some of these minor problems or things that were minor, you'd probably go a long way toward helping, not that they're necessarily interested in having good PR, but they ought to, for the membership, say. There's a hardcore group of people, sure, they're going to belong, they're going to stay with this, but there may be people like me, who are sort of on the edge. I belong to the NRA for a long time. I don't care whether I stay there or not now, frankly. Meanwhile, there are lots of people who are doing a lot of writing about this. I'm very interested to read an op-ed piece. I'm not going to tell you who wrote it because it's not necessarily that important, but I think it has some interesting things in it. As I have said in my column before, she writes, I would outlaw guns and football. Both cause unnecessary injury and bodily trauma. In a civil society, there is no need for either. As a realist, I understand that both guns and football will be part of our society into the foreseeable future. The president understands political realities. He knows that currently there's no chance that an assault weapons ban will be renewed. And if he wants to prevent Sandy Hook shootings again, he has to go for the low-hanging fruit, something the public will be willing to support. As our collective attention span is short, memory of Sandy Hook is waning. The president wisely used the 100th day anniversary of the shooting to bring attention to one of the few avenues of gun control that he has left. That's the universal background check. And frankly, it makes a lot of sense to me. Now, this is Doug talking now. I was looking at one of the polls that showed 80% of all gun owners agreed with that. 90% of the entire adult population in the U.S. agrees with it. The universal background checks, I don't see how people could be opposed to having the sale of a gun treated the same by whoever buys it, wherever they get it. But you got to do something about the mental illness, the fact that people who are mentally ill can get this. And is that part of the thing that might be addressed by background checks? Could you fix the problem by addressing that? Remains to be seen. 888-302-3684. Here's Talkhouse John Zach with Phil Rumor, president of the Buffalo, New York Teachers Association, about the NRA's suggestion.
What is your official stand now on the National Rifle Association's backing of a suggestion that armed officers be positioned in our nation's schools?
Well, although the BTF doesn't have a position as an organization, I do. I mean, to think that our schools now have to be turned into armed camps, and that our children have to think that they have to have an armed guard to protect them, that's bizarre. What we need to do, there's a number of things we need to do. First of all, we have to make sure that the guns aren't in the hands of people that will do something like this. I mean, that's where we have to start. Then we have to make sure that no one needs a 21-gun magazine or these large magazines. But also we have to make sure that the people with guns can't get into the schools. That's key. In other words, there has to be a security system so that they can't get into the schools. And if they do blast their way into the schools, every school should have a door that locks from the inside. In Buffalo Public Schools, for example, we have done a survey, and there are hundreds, if not thousands, of rooms that you can't lock from the inside, that you actually have to go outside to lock the door. So if there's a disturbance, you have to go from your room, outside, lock the door, then go in and close it. That's absurd.
Talk to me a little bit about the whole thing you just said, though, that there needs to be better security. If that means more people at the door, why not arm the person at the door?
Well, first of all, doesn't mean that you have to have more people at the door. What you do is we have cameras now that can be put in the door, and I think that we need to have surveillance cameras at the door so that when, because too often when I go to schools, you know, they'll ask, you know, you have to buzz to get in, they'll ask, say, who is this? And they'll say, and I'll say, it's the Phil Rumor, and they'll buzz me in. I think what we need to have is cameras at the door so that people have to identify themselves. You know, if they say that they're a parent, you know, they have to identify who it is. But, you know, just having, I think we have to stop the problem at its source. And that's by moving it so that we make sure that there aren't people like this with guns in the first place. But just, like, think about it. Somebody gets into the school, there's a shootout in the school, or you have an armed guard, and some of the high school kids get rowdy, and they jump the guard, and they take his gun. They didn't have a gun coming in, but they have a gun now.
Background checks. I'm interested in having a focus on background checks. Does doing this have a bigger potential effect on gun violence than any other measure that's under consideration, including the much-discussed assault weapons ban, which doesn't have any chance of passing anyway, proposed federal gun trafficking laws, changes to mental health databases would have a marginal impact on gun violence. Even though around 90% of those who have been polled in these surveys support background checks, the fight for it and the rest of the first major piece of gun control legislation since the 1990s faces a difficult test in the next couple of weeks. Here's a conversation, or at least a bit of a conversation, from the ladies on The View talking about the NRA's comments. The focus on the armed guards is where we've pretty much been here the last few minutes.
The National Rifle Association is recommending that every school in America needs to have an armed guard outside of it. Now, is this a good idea? Yes. You guys have kids in schools now.
I actually think if the NRA didn't say it, everyone would be agreeing with them. Adam Lanza, in 5 minutes, was able to fire 155 rounds to slaughter 20 children and 6 adults. 5 minutes. Response time here is ultimately key. I think every single school should have a mandate of a trained armed security official outside the school in two posts.
They have a gun
one
like
in the parking
Adam
lot,
Lanza.
One outside the school.
They should have a gun like Adam.
I don't know about specifics of guns. Like, I'm all about Nerf. I don't know.
Armed means absolutely.
They should be armed.
You know,
yes, what she's saying is every single school should have somebody armed with a gun to protect it. I don't know why
school,
that makes me very uncomfortable.
We have security guards outside our office. We have security guards outside NFL stadiums, NCAA bracket. You just watched it. Guards were walking those coaches out. Why are the children the last thing we want to protect?
888-302-3684. Elizabeth always makes some pretty good points against the flapping of the others on the view. Up next, the controversy on the basketball court at Rutgers and some of the stuff from the Tonight Show, the back and forth on Jay Leno and Jimmy Fallon. All right, that's coming up here on Good Day.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's being there for my customers.
It's lending a hand at any hour.
And it's having my coworkers' backs day or night.
You work hard to earn your money, and we're here to help you keep more of it. TurboTax has experts available to answer your questions by phone or live chat, so you get the answers you need and every penny you deserve. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Try it free at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details. At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's juggling school and work.
It's paying my dues on the job.
And it's pulling all-nighters when I need to.
You work hard to earn your money, and we want to help you stretch every dollar. That's why TurboTax lets you file your simple federal return for free. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you can even chat with a tax expert. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Get the federal free edition at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Love movies where American GIs are wearing the white hats. There's a fantastic event taking place in the Washington, D.C. area this May. The GI Film Festival is the nation's only military film festival. The mission is to honor the troops through film, and no matter what kind of movie you like to watch, you'll find it there. You can also meet real military heroes, attend first-class parties, and walk the red carpet with patriotic Hollywood stars. The festival runs May 6th through 12th. Visit GIFilmFestival.com for more details. GIFilmFestival.com.
All right, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. We're into the Tonight Show now. Not only was there a lot of conversation at NBC, but also David Letterman and Jimmy Kimmel had something to say last night about what went on there. But here's an interesting conversation on a radio program hosted by Chad Hartman talking to an entertainment reporter about the Jay Leno, Jimmy Fallon thing.
NBC came out and confirmed that Fallon will replace Jay Leno. Leno, at least publicly, is completely on board, saying it's different this time. They've included me. And then he's busy patting himself on the back, saying, I took over when it was number one. I'm leaving when it's number one. I'm sure Jimmy will keep it that way. What is your sense of how they handled it and what's going to happen here?
Well, there's no question. When I had a network, I'm going to look long and hard at my lineup, find the one show that's number one, and then get rid of that host.
Yeah.
What is NBC doing? I get it that Jay Leno is not, like, he's never been the cool kid.
Yep.
But guess what?
Demographics, they also
America
say.
Loves him. Yep. He's number one in the demographics. And as a employee of CBS, I say thank you again, NBC.
Yep.
Perfect. Great. Keep up the good work. I've always been a Letterman guy. I mean, you know, I think a lot of the, I don't know, Leno appeals to maybe more of the sarcastic type. And Leno, I think comedians are mad at Jay Leno because he, boy, remember when Leno used to appear as a comedian on The Tonight Show?
Oh, when he went on with Dave.
When he was on with Dave.
Gold. What's your beef?
Nobody better.
It was Dave's best guess.
By far.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
And he changed his act to appeal to middle America, and guess what?
He changed
it brilliantly. Brilliantly. And so I like Jimmy Fallon. I think it's a smart, if you're going to replace Leno, I think that's the guy, right? Like, Fallon's grown into the job really well. To me, it's still a head-scratcher. I mean, you don't need to... Why would you mess with the one thing that's working?
I think they are fearful of the head start Kimmel is going to get if he's able to get entrenched in that next wave, and he has a 3-5 year head start.
Wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health. Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If you're considering buying hardwood flooring, don't do it.
Now, 53 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Man, is this thing gone bananas online? Kenny, in terms of comments on the Rutgers coach who was fired after video surfaced of him swearing at players, throwing basketballs at them, kicking them, pushing them around. He was suspended for a while, and he was fined, and the ESPN got a hold of the video, and they fired him. It sounds or seems to me like we got another Penn State here, maybe not as bad, but these schools, you just have to wonder what's going on in the mind of the people who are running these schools, and I wonder if anybody's come forth with that in our social media.
Nobody yet. A lot of the buzz overnight has been, and yesterday too, that people are really upset with Rutgers for, you know, basically slapping this guy on the wrist up until the public found out about got a chance to see some of those videos and see what he was doing, and then they made the move to fire him.
Yeah, it's really amazing. All right, let's listen to radio host Dory Monson talking about the situation there. And again, the underscoring of all the things that he did and how long it took him to deal with it.
In December, this former NBA player, Eric Murdoch, he was on the Rutgers athletic staff at the time, he said, "I've never seen anything like this." And so Eric Murdoch went to the athletic director and said, "You got to see what's on this videotape." And the athletic director, a guy named Tim Pernetti, he went to the university president. And the university president and Pernetti, they said, okay, we got to suspend this guy for 3 games, and we'll fine him $75,000, and we're going to make him go to some anger management counseling. And that's how it sat. That was the punishment that was handed down in January. But then ESPN Outside the Lines got hold of all these videos, and they ran with the story. And I was shocked. As a basketball coach myself, I was absolutely shocked at what I saw. And what a punk this coach is. He is a punk. And so ESPN talked to the athletic director and said, so all you did was suspend this coach for 3 games?
I saw all of it. And in fact, you know, the tape that I know you've been presented is not a full representation of what goes on at practice. It certainly is the lowlights. None of that behavior is acceptable under any circumstance at Rutgers. And we have a Rutgers standard. Mike Rice wavered from the Rutgers standard, and we penalized him for a first offense to re-educate him on the Rutgers standard. And I can assure you on a going forward basis that none of this behavior will occur. And if something even within a sniff of it is to occur, there'll be worse consequences.
Okay, so they said we suspended him for 3 games. Well, nothing changed, except the rest of the nation has now seen that videotape. And the rest of the nation was horrified that Rutgers didn't fire the guy. So Rutgers University issued a statement and said, we have fired the basketball coach. My question for the athletic director and the university president, how in the world was there not enough to fire this guy back in December and January when you guys saw this videotape? The only reason they're firing him is because the rest of the country is saying Rutgers didn't do enough.
Yeah. This is pretty pathetic, actually, when you get right down to it. All right, let's listen to a little bit of the discussion yesterday between Brian Kilmeade and football coach Lou Holtz about paying college athletes.
Big debate in the wake of Kevin Ware's injury. Should college athletes be paid? After all, he might have sacrificed his career for a game in which he's only getting a scholarship. Coach, I think they should be paid. You think what?
I think they definitely should not be paid for a variety of different reasons. Number one, they get an education. They get an education on how to live as well as an education on how to make a living. They get an unbelievable experience. They get to travel. They have lifetime memory. And where does the money go, Brian? Number one, it pays for all sports. When you look at what happens to women's soccer, what happens to women's basketball, what happens to the Olympic sport, in addition to that, who builds the facilities? Who provides the various facilities for them to improve and and the academic achievement, the academic counseling they get. In addition to that, when you look at all the video equipment to enable them to develop their talent. You want a job? Right. Drop out of school, go to work for Walmart.
There we go. I don't know why I aired that. I watched a little of it, actually, and found it annoying. So, anyway, as sort of, I guess, a sad note, I heard some conversation yesterday about Roger Ebert revealing that he has cancer coming back again. He's 70 years old, can't really speak, and has a hard time eating, so you wonder about his future. All right, so there's an overview of a lot of things that people are talking about, and we appreciate you being here with us on Good Day. At 59 past the hour, I'm Doug Steffen.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.